Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Rodman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal King. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ivan Morel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Morel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Beckert scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. King settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morel. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from King and he is safe. Phillips steals third. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Phillips scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Carol Sembra now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Hal King is at the plate with a count of 0-0. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Rader scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Rodman moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Aaron Pointer pinch hits for Carol Sembra. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pointer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Jones pinch hits for Bill Hands. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Morrell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Morrell. Jones scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Beckert moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dan Schneider now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Culp now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Rader reaches third base with a triple. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. Rader scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ivan Morrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hundley moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Culp strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson pinch hits for Dan Schneider. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Sonny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Bob Shaw now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub is walked intentionally. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Eilers now pitching. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal King is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. King is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. Morel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to third. Morel moves to second. Jim Ellis now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King scores. Morel scores. Gatte moves to third. It's Cubs, 7, Astros, 7. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gatte scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 8-7, Astros. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-7, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball towards right. Rodman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rodman. Morgan goes all the way around to score. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Dukes now pitching. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to second. Al Spangler pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 7. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Rodman fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Rodman. Aspromonte moves all the way to home. It's 11-7, Astros. Hal King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Dukes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dukes strikes out. 2 outs. Sonny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morel. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. It's 11-8, Astros. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Cubs 8. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Adlesh now catching. Ron Davis now playing center field. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. George Altman pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Altman reaches second base with a double. Hundley moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Altman scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 11-10, Astros. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat House now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 10. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.